Lee Taylor and Aaron Entringer, I caught that much, and your officiating crew, your Law on the Floor, is always brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Tigers send out McNeil, Moding, Ganey, Elwine, and Porish. White unis tonight here at the Huron Arena. Orange numbers, good for the radio guy with the failing eyes. Here's a pass or a tip, tipped into the backcourt, and Peer Governors will get the first look on the offensive side of the basketball. Well, these two teams not only mirror images in the record department, but looking sort of similar on the floor. Here's a missed three by Dawson Getz, and the rebound hauled in by the Tigers. And a quick three from the corner. Elwine is no good. Rebound Getz, and Getz going the other way for Peer. Getz back outside for Kaiser. He looks at three, won't pull the trigger. Left wing. Some isolation for Olsen, drives into the lane, kicks it down in the corner for Doyle. They flip it inside, pass through the hands. The Governors did come up with the basketball, missed the short shot. Here's another offensive rebound, missed another putback. This time the rebound is tipped out, and I think that's off the Tigers, and it will be. A couple of Tigers underneath there. Just didn't think it was going to come off the rim that way. It came straight down and went right off one of them and out of bounds. Generally, you're going to get a little bounce. The inbounds pass, Ganey blindly knocks it away, but the Governors will come away with it. A minute gone, no score. Here's a flip on the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Porish. Well, that's Elwine. Oh, and they're going to get Elwine for the double dribble. Boy, I thought Miles Doyle kind of snuck in there and slapped his hand or maybe hooked him even a little bit, but apparently the officials say no, a double dribble and a turnover back to the Governors. Just over a minute gone in this boys' basketball game at the Huron Arena. No score between the 9-6 Governors, the 9-6 Tigers. Inside, Pierre going to go to Cade Kaiser, and Kaiser good off the window, and he will open the scoring 2-0 Govs. Here's Ganey just left to the top of the key on the dribble to the right wing, Porish. Anderson drives baseline all the way past two defenders and lays it in. And the freshman will start off the scoring for the Tigers, tied at two. Governors to the offensive end. Kaiser on the right wing. Right corner to Olsen. Olsen dribbles out of the corner. Back in the right corner to Doyle. Kaiser going to settle for the 10-footer. That jumper no good. Ganey hauls in the rebound. CJ back across the timeline. Leave it off on the wing for Moding. Moding back to Ganey. Ganey for three. That one is no good. Rebound Luke Olsen. Olsen back across midcourt for Doyle. Pass inside off the window. Again it's good. And again it's Cade Kaiser. So Kaiser, the first two baskets for Peer. Governors lead 4-2. Porish nearly lost it in the corner. Finds the handle. Flips it inside to McNeil. McNeil on the wing left side for Moding. Moding on the dribble. Nice crossover. Pass the defender all the way to the basket. Couldn't finish it off. Rebound grabbed by Zabel. And we go the other way. Layup no good. They missed the easy lay-in there. And the Tigers with the rebound. 4-2 Governors. 5.5 to play first quarter. Ganey across midcourt on the dribble, top of the key. Drives, steps back, finds Porish on the wing. Porish in the corner for Moding. Here's Elwine, steps back, another three, no good. Rebound Luke Olsen as the Governors a chance to make it a couple of baskets. Here's a Governor three, no good on the right wing. Rebound grabbed by McNeil, no Moding. Moding ahead to Ganey. Ganey crosses over. Nice pass to McNeil. Everybody keeping track of C.J. Ganey. McNeil able to sneak in for the bunny. Good look by Ganey. Tigers tie us at four. Governors trapped in the backcourt as Elwine and McNeil hang back. They're able to break the press, though. Pass across the timeline for Miles Doyle. He goes to Olsen at the top of the key. Out on the right wing now for Getz. Back up top. Here's Doyle. Tried to get it inside. Ganey the steal. Again, they were trying to get it to Kaiser, who scored all their points. Pass way down to Moding, and Moding's going to hit the layup. Tigers with their first lead, 6-4 across the timeline as Dawson Getz. Getz thought about going all the way to the rack, but McNeil shut him down. Here's a ball tipped by Ganey. The Tigers are not going to come away with it, but another hustle play by C.J. Ganey. I think, actually, the Tigers are going to end up getting a foul called here, but we'll wait for the official word. Oh, the foul's on Pierce. So Luke Olson's first of the game, in fact. And the Tigers will get set to inbound with 4:10 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers 6, Governors 4. Live from the Huron Arena tonight from the Kibble Equipment broadcast booth here on Tiger Radio. Jeff's over on 1210 AM KOKK with the Tiger girls at Pier, and we'll get you scoring updates on the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Tiger boys, a two-point lead. Gainey top of the key, left wing out wide, backs away, drives, kicks it out on the wing right side. Here's a three from number 34, Carson Evans, and that one is no good. Rebounded by Pierce. Bud went to the bench early. I didn't even notice they swapped a player into Luke Olson. As the Governors with 20 on the shot clock, trailing 6-4. Here's Olson just left of the top of the key. Right wing now for Kaiser. Pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Elwine. Elwine going to hand it off to Gainey. Gainey back across the timeline for the Tigers. 3:15 left, first quarter. Tigers 6, Govs 4. Gainey on the dribble, top of the key. Moting left wing inside, Elwine working post. Got in between a couple of defenders. Leaves it off for Evans, and Evans will knock down the 10-footer. Carson Evans, his first basket. Oh, they got... Well, I'm going to have to keep an eye. Okay, now they fixed it. I was going to say they gave it to Porish. Here's a Pier 3. That's good for Miles Doyle. So that'll make it 8-7. Tigers, a one-point lead. It is Carson Evans, by the way, and he did get that last basket. Here's a drive by Elwine. Ball stripped and a foul called on Pier. So the Governor's couple of early fouls here. 2:35 to play first quarter. It's, well, the first quarter breezing by pretty quickly. Tiger's going to bring Colton Ogle in. Ogle to replace Moting. C.J. Gainey will inbound as the foul was called on Jet Zabel. His first team second. They inbound to a cutting Evans, and Evans no good off the window. Rebounded by the Governors. Evans wanted a foul, didn't get the call as Governors bring in Cooper Terwilliger, a 6'5 freshman. Tigers 1-point lead, 8-7, 2:20 to play first quarter. Luke Olson on the dribble at the top of the key, guarded by Gainey. And boy, Gainey has almost taken it away a couple of times, and now he got him to step out of bounds. Olson thought for sure that was a foul call on Gainey, but the defense forced him to step out of bounds, and the Tigers will get it back. Holden Hegg is on. So it'll be Hegg and Ogle and Porish, Elwine and Gainey. 2:11 to play first quarter. Tigers by 1, 8-7. Gainey on the dribble around to the left wing. Crosses over, hands it off to Elwine. He'll fire the three, and that one is good. Blake Elwine, his first basket, a triple. 4 of the 5 Tigers have already scored. A Tiger bench player, a 5th Tiger, has also scored. Here's a ball knocked away and a steal. Ogle knocked it away. Tigers chase it into the backcourt, but not able to get there in time as Elwine. As they knocked the pass away, it was kind of headed out of bounds. Elwine almost got there. So the Governors will get it back. Tigers with an 11-7 lead, making some more changes here. McNeil is back on. Be him and Elwine. Here's a ball nearly knocked away. Moting is back in. Here's a ball passed ahead to Terwilliger as Pier across the timeline. 20 on the shot clock. Going to work here down 11-7. Olson crosses over. Drives halfway down the lane. Shut down. Back out to Terwilliger. And a little fade away from 6 feet. No good. Rebounded by McNeil. McNeil ahead to Elwine. Elwine across the timeline. Handoff as Ogle comes out of the paint. Elwine takes it right back. Right side, here's McNeil looking at three, won't fire, had it knocked away, but right into the hands of Holden Hay. Tigers catch a bit of a break there, see if they can capitalize with 15 on the shot clock and a minute to play in the opening quarter. Drive by Ogle, foul by the Governors. Wait and see who this one is on. It looks like Zabel, and that would be, oh, Tyen Buss will pick up his first, third on the team. Dawson Getz will check out here for Pier. That's going to bring Kaiser back on. So it'll be Kaiser, Terwilliger, Buss, Doyle, and Olson. Tigers changes as well as Ogle and Elwine come off. Tigers will have, what, Moding? Hegg. Here's a deep three by Porish. No good. Rebounded by Doyle. Governor's down four. Olsen trying to go all the way to the rack. Got trapped down low. Back outside they go. Left wing looking at threes. Kaiser won't fire. Pass off and a runner in the lane. Falls in for Pierre. I didn't even see there was a couple of players there. Wait and see when they put it on the board. Pierre back to within a bucket. 11-9. Shot clock is off. Tigers can have the final shot of the opening frame. A two-point Tiger lead at the time being. Here's Gainey working off the screen and had it knocked away. No, he just lost it out of bounds. So Pierre will get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead with the final 7 seconds of the opening quarter. Tiger's going to hang back for some defense in the three-quarter court. They get it into Olsen. Top of the key, ball knocked away, stolen by the Tigers, stolen right back by Pierre as Olsen, the quick hands. They do get a shot off. It's blocked by McNeil, and it will not go. And after a quarter of basketball at the Huron Arena, Huron 11, Pierre 9. We're back in a minute with the second quarter, 1 minute on Tiger Radio. Back to the Huron Arena, a fresh 8 on the board. Tigers a lead of 2 points after frame, 11-9. Tigers do have the possession arrow. Kurt's Heating and Cooling brings the scoreboard updates from the Kibble Equipment broadcast booth. Here's a foul away from the ball, and it looks like that one's going to go on Pierre. Jet Zabel picks up the foul. That's two on him, and Kusler going to have to figure something else out here. Tigers at Pierre, no score passed along as of yet. That is our game of the night over on KOKK, the Tiger girls. Jeff Duffy with the call, and we'll get you a scoring update one way or another. Lob in to Elwine at the top of the key. Back underway after the Pierre foul starts the second quarter. Tigers a two-point lead. Here's Moding in the corner off to Gainey. 25 on the shot clock. McNeil looks at three, won't pull it. Drives to the free throw line. Back outside, Moding will. Three-pointer rattles in and out. Long rebound tipped away. Tigers almost came up with it, but Luke Olsen able to wrangle it away as the Governors get it back and a chance to tie or take the lead. Tigers 11, Governors 9, 7:20 to play first half. Getz just left to the top of the key, and boy, McNeil hassling him on the defensive side. Here's an Elwine slot out of bounds. Olsen thought he had worked it past Porish, but he didn't see Elwine coming on the backside, and the big swat will result in Pierre inbounding with 10 on the shot clock. Bring it in top of the key. You hear the crowd counting down the shot clock. Drive to the free throw line. Back outside. Getz going to have to fire a deep one. Oh, no, he tossed it again. Long two from the corner is way off the mark. Rebounded by Porish. Porish ahead to Elwine. Elwine left side. Drives past the defender. Gets the bucket and the foul. Blake able to reach out and kind of scoop it in on the baseline. And the defender a little bit too late. Arm came down. Tigers chance at a three-point play. Elwine leads all scorers with 5. The free throw is no good. So it'll stay 13-9. Tigers by 4. 6:40 left first half. And Olsen sees a wide open lane. He'll drive. Shut down quickly, kicks it back out to Getz. Getz outside on the wing, left side. He'll give it down to Zabel. Zabel looks at three. He won't pull the trigger. Back to Olsen up top, and they'll reset. Olsen guarded by Elwine. Seems rather unfair on Olsen's part as Luke at 5'11", Blake at 6'8". And Elwine's going to pick up the foul here. Olsen tried to drive past him. Blake's first on the team here in the ballgame, in fact. 6:20 to play in the first half. Tigers by 4, 13-9. Luke Olsen out near midcourt. He'll give it off to Cade Kaiser. Kaiser, the first couple of baskets of this game, has not really got much of a look since. On the right wing, here's Sonnenschein. Shot clock to 14. Sun and Shine stuck on the wing. Pass up top, knocked away. Gainey comes away with it. Gainey, a pass ahead to McNeil. McNeil leaves it for Elwine for the dunk. Blake with 7. That will pump up not only the Tiger bench, but the crowd. And Kusler wants to try to shut it down with a timeout. 5:46 to play first half. An Elwine dunk makes it 15-9 Tigers. We're back in 30 seconds on Tiger Radio. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Tigers, little bit of a run, 4-0 to open the second quarter. Makes it a 6-point Tiger lead, 15-9. A Blake Elwine dunk, firing up the crowd, firing up the bench. Kusler trying to ice that a little bit with a timeout, and the Tigers almost forced him into the 10-second call. And boy, that would have been the last thing Kusler would have wanted to see after the dunk and the timeout to try to cool it off. Instead, the Tigers will pick up their second foul. It'll be Trace Wentz, his first second on the team. So the Govs will inbound on the offensive end, 5:33 to play in the first half. Tigers a 6-point lead, 15-9, and Pierron over and back, trapped at the timeline, was tying Buss. Buss thought that a Tiger made contact with the basketball. The officials disagree, and he stumbles back over the timeline, and that's an over and back. And now Buss talking to Coach Kusler. Kusler trying to relay to the official what they felt happened. The official, I'm sure, will note that somewhere, possibly. 15-9, Tigers by a half dozen. 5:20 to play first half. Here is Elwine at the top of the key. Leave it off for Moding. Moding out to Porish, left wing back to Gainey. Gainey going to pop the deep three. That one no good, but there for the rebound is Porish, and he is fouled on that attempt. They will not count the basket. They will not count the shot attempt. It is a foul on the Govs. It'll be Cooper Terwilliger's first. So the Tigers still that 6-point lead, 15-9. They'll have Elwine to bring it in. He'll bring it into Gainey in the corner. Gainey working off the Elwine screen back up top. Moding a deep three. No, it's Porish, and it's good. Anderson Porish, second basket of the night. He's got 5 points, and the Tigers lead 18-9. And here's Olsen, and he traveled just across the timeline, trapped by Gainey and Moding. A little bit of a panic step there and a turnover back to the Tigers. So the Tigers now a chance to open up a double-digit lead. Just inside of 5 minutes to play in the first half, the Tigers lead 18-9. Here's Gainey on the wing. Cross-court Moding. Moding for Elwine. Quick three. No good. Gainey tipped a rebound out to the top of the key. Tipped over to Elwine. Blake Elwine will haul it in for the Tigers. And a foul as Elwine went to initiate a drive to the basket. That whistle blew quick. Somebody must have had a hand already on somebody. That's going to be Kaiser's first and the fourth on Pier here in the second. So the Tigers might see some bonus free throws. Pier, by the way, yet to shoot a free throw and yet to make a basket here in the second quarter. Tigers 18-9, 4.5 to play in the half. Here's Porish on the wing right side. Lost it, picked up by Olsen. Olsen the other way for the Govs, running with numbers. Porish lagging behind, ahead to Getz. Getz blocked on the baseline, but before that, a whistle. And a Tiger foul. Fouls on Trace Wentz, so that's 2 quick fouls on him. Wentz will get out of there as Carson Evans is back in. Looks like Colton Ogle will get back on as well. And are they going to let him in now? They will. 18-9, Tigers by 9, 4:19 to play in the first half. Governors looking for their first basket of the second quarter. Almost threw it away through the hands of Olsen, but hauled in by Kaiser. Kaiser right back to Olsen. Olsen calling for the screen. Moves to the right side to drive. Olsen stuck down low with Elwine on him and a big stuff. Right back into his hands, though, so they do hold on to the basketball. Right wing Olsen trying to work it inside. Not a chance with Elwine there right now. Evans also doing a nice job inside. Here's the pass to a cutting Governor and a whistle as Kaiser is fouled on his way to the basket. I don't know if they're going to give him baskets or not. And they will not. It's on Colton Ogle. That's his first. Moding going to get a break. as McNeil gets back on. Governors again inbound. New shot clock this time. There's a ball knocked out of bounds by Ogle. And the Governors will inbound again right about at midcourt. Be Cade Kaiser to bring it in for Pierre. Governors still looking for their first basket of the second quarter. 4 minutes and 15 seconds in. Last few minutes of the first quarter, they didn't score either. Needing to get something to go, and now they do. It's Dawson Getz able to work his way into the basket. Gainey, long down court pass to Ogle. Ogle working baseline, slips the defender. Shot rattles in for Colton Ogle. Tigers four off the bench tonight, a 9-point Huron lead, 20-11. Ogle's got a basket. Evans got a basket off the bench. Four of the five starters have scored. A couple of threes have gone down. A lot of things clicking for the Tigers. Here's a foul, and that will put Pierre in the bonus. It's on Colton Ogle, his second. Be five on the team. All have come here in the last 4 minutes and 45 seconds, and that'll result in some Pierre free throws. Kaiser to the line for the first attempts of the night for the Governor boys. First is up and no good. Kaiser leading Pierre, two baskets to his credit. He's got four. Olsen, two. Getz, two. Miles Doyle hit a single three. Second free throw is up. That one rattles out, and the Tigers will stay at a 9-point lead, 20-11. Tigers the offensive end. Nice adjustment as Ogle again snakes his way inside and lays it in. Back-to-back Colton Ogle baskets. And the Tigers have a double-digit lead. And again, this defense nearly forcing a turnover. And now it will, as reaching in to take away a pass was Ogle. Pierre fouled to try to get it. No, that is on Ogle. I was kind of wondering. They pointed at sort of Ogle and the guy that he was defending. But it just seemed to me he pointed directly at the Pierre player. I thought it would be on Ogle, and that's his third, so... And I have to quickly try to figure out, and boy, Budenhagen not impressed with this call, and he is having a spirited conversation with the individual who made the call. And now they're going to go ahead and get a little buffer zone in between coach and the official. We don't want any... Don't need any technicals, apparently, at this juncture. Free throw up and good for number 13, Eladio Simmental. He's 1-for-2 on that trip, but it's a 10-point Tiger lead, 22-12. Nice drive to the basket and a nice leave-off by Wentz. And a whistle, I think, is going to be a Pierre foul. Oh, no, it's just out of bounds. Oh, and it's off the Tigers, so a turnover. Back to Pierre. 22-12, Tigers by 10. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Eladio Simmental on here. Simmental the pass into the corner. The three is no good, and the rebound grabbed by Kaiser. And then Kaiser sent somebody to the floor. I think it was Carson Evans pretty hard with the offhand, and I think Evans is going to get called for a foul. Anderson Porish, apparently. We'll get whistled for the foul. So I guess at least it wasn't Evans. He already got knocked down. You know, kind of give him the foul, too. 16 foul on the Tigers. More Pierre free throws. Go back to the free throw line here with Kaiser. He's good on the first. Pierre is 2 of 5 from the free throw line today. Wen's going to check out of the game here for the Tigers. We'll get your five on the floor in a moment. Tigers' lead is 9. Kaiser can cut it to 8 with a second free throw. And he does. Kaiser with 6 points to lead the Governors. 22-14, the Tigers lead by 8. 2:20 left in the second half. Moting across the timeline. Sets up shop on the right wing. Now Evans inside. Evans has it knocked away momentarily. Got it right back. And boy, Doyle is dangerously close to just open hand slapping whoever he is defending. And the Tiger, even the Tiger fans, are starting to let the officials know a little bit about it. 22-14, the Governors will get it back. Here's Simmental. Simmental's pass inside. Elwine, another big block, and instead we'll have a whistle on the Tigers. It'll be before the shot, and it'll be on Gavin Modi. His first, that'll be 1, 2, 3. That'll be the 8th foul on the Tigers in the last 6 minutes. They had 0 fouls coming into this quarter. They have 8 with 2 minutes to play. First free throw by Getz is good. 7-point Tiger lead, make it 6 as Getz is good on both. He's got 4 points all here in the second. And the Tiger lead is down to 6, 22-16. 1:55 to play in the first half. Ganey leaves it off for Moding, right wing, about 5 feet back of the 3-point line. He gives it off to Porish. Porish driving baseline. Stuck underneath, rises up, takes the shot, no good. Rebound, Kaiser. Kaiser pushing it the other way with negative numbers, and Moding will steal it away from him. Moding trying to push it up court. He's fouled out of bounds. And that'll be Miles Doyle, and that'll push the Tigers into the bonus. And apparently they say Luke Olson, so I'll just go ahead and agree with them. Here's a Moding free throw, and the first is no good. The Tigers 0 for in 2 attempts at the line. Elwine on the old-fashioned 3 attempt, and now Moding, the first free throw is a miss. Second free throw is on the way, and that one is good. So Moding with 3 points. Tiger lead is back to 7, 23-16, 95 seconds to play here in the first half. Luke Olson across the timeline, immediately doubled, steps through, flings it over to Kaiser. Kaiser in the right corner, gets for 3, no good. Rebound, Elwine. Elwine slowing it up, back across midcourt. And drives, trying to leave it inside for Holton Hegg. It was off Hegg's hands and out of bounds, and the Tigers will turn it back over. Kaiser into Olson, back to Kaiser, hanging back for that defense. Elwine in the full court. They'll get it across the timeline to Getz. Getz going to drive baseline, throws up the runner, hits the side of the backboard. Ball was tipped into Holton Hegg's hands, and a whistle. He's going to be on Pierre, and it was committed against Anderson Porish as he's going to shoot free throws. Eladio Semental will pick up his first. So Anderson Porish to the free throw line. Tigers are 1 for 3 as a team. They lead by 7 with 1:05 to play in the second. Free throws from the freshman. First is good. Another free throw here for the 6'3 post forward Anderson Porish. That one is good. And Porish with 7 now to match Elwine. Tigers lead back to 9, 25-16. 1 minute to play first half. Olson across the timeline. Greeted by Porish. Olson will get it right back. Now the drive just inside the free throw line. Fakes the shot. Back out to Getz. Getz a step back 3, and that one is good. Dawson gets his first 3. He's got 7 all coming here in the second quarter. Tiger lead is 6 with 40 seconds to play in the half. Here's Elwine, top of the key, turns, sees an open lane, drives, has it knocked away by the Governors and out of bounds. So the Tigers will bring it back in with 35 seconds to play in the first half. Luke Olson out, tying Buss in for the Govs. Tigers lead, biggest lead was 11. Inbounds and an offensive foul on the Tigers before the inbound pass even made it in. And it is on Holden Hegg. Offensive foul, so no free throws for the Govs here. It will allow the Govs to make a change as Olson will come in and Buss will check out. So Kaiser will inbound. Tigers going to make a change as well. They'll bring Ogle back in, and he'll replace Hegg. Tigers by 6. Governors with the ball. 35 seconds to play in the first half. Kaiser and Olson playing catch in the backcourt, trying to break the Tiger press, and do. Kaiser takes it across midcourt. Olson on the wing left side. A couple seconds differential, so the Tigers either way could get a look here. Olsen out near the timeline waiting for the 10-second tick-off. Here it comes. Here comes the screen. Works off Ganey. Olsen, the drive on Elwine. Left hand, scoops it up. It won't go. Rebound tipped, and Elwine will have it. Final seconds of the half. Elwine, a heave from midcourt. Hits the heel and nearly goes in. The Tigers will take a six-point lead into the halftime locker rooms here on 25. Pier 19. Send it back to the studios for a three-minute timeout. When we return, the halftime show, Tiger Boys up six at the break on Tiger Radio. Matt Watson sitting in for Mr. Duffy tonight. Duffy on the road with the Tiger girls, and that's how we'll start our halftime show with a scoreboard update. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. The Tiger girls on the road at Pier, leading after a quarter here on 19, Pier 11. Again, that was the score after one quarter at TF Riggs High School in Pier. Oh, we've got an update with 6 minutes to play in the first half. Pier is now leading 21-19. Again, our Tiger girls update on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Pier 21 here on 19. They got about 4 minutes left to play in the first half in Pier. Elsewhere in girls basketball, O'Gorman dispatching Sioux Falls Lincoln today 60-18. Jefferson and Watertown battling it out. Jefferson leading 20-19 at the half. And Brandon Valley leading Sioux Falls Washington at the half 31-18. Seeing if we have any other schools in the area of interest here. Hitchcock Tulare is leading Highmore Herald in girls basketball at the half 30-28. Probably not a lot for boys to pass along. Boys will be the late games in a lot of these doubleheaders. Iroquois Lake Preston taking on Wolsey Westington tonight. Don't have an update on the girls or the boys so far. But Tiger girls trailing about midway through the second. They're down 21-19. That is our game of the night over on 1210 AM KOKK. And scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. And thanks so much to them. Also thanks to Kibble Equipment for sponsoring our broadcast booth. Tonight, seeing the Huron Tiger boys right now with a six-point lead over the Pier Governors. Their biggest lead in the first half was 13. They led by 13 momentarily with about 3 minutes to play in that second quarter. Pier making a nice run late, some of it due to free throws as the Tigers committing a rash of fouls in that second quarter early on. Made it bonus free throws for the Governors. Governors ended up in that quarter with eight bonus free throws. They made five of them. Tigers did end up getting to the line five times on their own in that second quarter. They are 3 out of 5. Some of the individual numbers here. Start off with the Pier Governors. The Governors shot 10 of 21 in the opening half, 47%, or excuse me, 5 of 22 in the first half, or 23% from the field. They are 1 of 7 from 3, about 14%. They are 5 of 8 from the line, or about 63%. The Governors have been out-rebounded, 17-14 in this matchup, led individually by Lou Golson. He's got 4 rebounds in this one. Pier Governors scoring. Eladio Semental has a point off the bench. He is 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 of the Pier starters scored in the first half. Luke Olson 2, Miles Doyle 3, Cade Kaiser 6, Kaiser 2 of 4 from the line, and Dawson Getz with 7. Getz hit a 3 in that second quarter, put up all 7 of his points in the second. He is 2 for 2 from the line and leads Pier with 7 points. The Governor scored 9 in the first, 10 in the second, 19 in the half, and the Governor's 5 of 8, as I mentioned, from the line and 5 of 22 from the field. Over to the Huron Tigers. Tigers shot 10 of 21 in the first half, about 47%. They were 2 of 10 from 3, or 20%. They were 3 of 5 from the line at 60%. Out-rebounded Pier 17-14. Tigers have a couple of players with 4 rebounds, Blake Elwine and Anderson Porish. Tigers 8 turnovers, 6 assists, led by C.J. Ganey with 4. Tigers again have turned the ball over 8 times. They have 2 blocks in the game, both for Elwine, and 5 steals in this game. Moding 2, Ganey 2, Elwine 1, and I think there's probably a few more that got credited to the team because Tigers did end up on the receiving end of a bunch of turnovers in that opening quarter and capitalized for the moment. Got that lead built up to 13. The Governors, though, cut it to 6 here at the half. So the Huron Tigers again. Scoring-wise, off the bench, Carson Evans 2, Colton Ogle 4, Starters have scored, four of them. Colt McNeil with two, Gavin Moding with three. He's one of two from the line and seven apiece from Blake Elwine and Anderson Porish. Anderson hit a three and went 2-2 from the line. Elwine also hit a three and went 0-1 from the stripe. Tigers led by Porish and Elwine with seven apiece. Here on 11 in the first, 14 in the second, 25 in the half. And they lead the Peer Governors 25-19. Well, again, scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. The Tiger boys lead at the half, 25-19. The Tiger JV lost to Peer, 54-47. And the Tiger C team, a win over the Governors, 61-55. At last check, the Tiger girls were trailing at Peer 21-19 about midway through quarter number two. That's a full check of your scoreboard. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Again, Matt Watson live from the Kimball Equipment Broadcast booth here at the Huron Arena as the Tiger boys try to win game number 10 against the Peer Governors. They lead at the half, 25-19. Back to the studios for a minute. The second half is next. A 60-second timeout on Dakota Sports.
Right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Tiger boys lead at the half, 25-19. Tigers' biggest lead in the first half was 13 points. Peer led in the opening seconds of the game. The Tigers have led pretty much throughout. Peer going to start with the ball here in the third quarter. Kaiser top of the key, right wing to Getz, and we're back underway here at the arena. Gets back to Kaiser, right hand side. Kaiser double team, shoots it in the lane. Here's a jumper on the way and no good. Olsen, the offensive rebound, the putback won't go. They got it again. Nice pass back to a cutting Luke Olsen, and Olsen will finish off the layup. Tigers lead 4, 25-21, 7:20 to play here, third quarter. Moding to McNeil on the left wing. Back up top, Porish. Porish to hand off to Moding. Ganey around the horn to Elwine on the right side. Blake will go baseline, drives past the defender, and puts it up and in. Elwine with 9. Tiger lead back to 6. Olsen threading through the defense to cross the timeline. Inside, Kaiser flips one up in the lane. That one won't go. Rebounded by Porish. Porish flips it ahead to Moding. Moding back across the timeline. Sees an opening, drives back out to Ganey on the wing. Ganey fakes on the 3, back to McNeil. McNeil to Moding. Moding fakes on the 3. The drive blocked by Getz. Picked up by Olsen. Here come the Govs. 27-21. Tigers lead is 6. Baseline drive here by Doyle. Shut down. And again, a backdoor cut, and nobody saw Getz, but he couldn't finish it off. Getz missing the bunny, swatting the rebound out of bounds, and the Tigers catch a break, see if they can capitalize here. Here comes McNeil out of the game as Trace Wenz is back on. Nope, Moding's coming out as McNeil will stay in as Wenz enters. 6.5 left, third quarter. Tigers still a 6-point lead, 27-21. Ganey to Elwine. Elwine drives. Got the double, got somebody on his arm. Kicks it out to Ganey for 3. Ganey's 3, no good. Rebound, Doyle. Pass ahead to Getz. Getz, a little hesitation on the wing. Flips it back to Kaiser. Kaiser right wing, a few feet back of the three line. He'll drive on Elwine. Boy, Elwine tied him up there. Probably could have been a jump ball. They'll get it back into Kaiser. And again, him and Elwine will go at it. And Elwine just takes it away. Blocks the shot right back into his own hand. Porish down in the corner. Here's a 3. No good for Wenz. Rebound tipped out, and Peer will have it. Kaiser had it knocked away by Ganey momentarily, but Cade able to find the handle ahead to Olsen. Olsen knifes all the way to the basket and lays it in. Olsen, both of the baskets here for Peer in quarter three. Tigers lead is 4, 27-23. Elwine back and down, back outside. A 3 for McNeil, no good. Kaiser, another board for the Govs. Tigers lead 4 with 5:20 to play here in the third. Olsen out near the timeline, got to hand it off, gives it to Getz. Getz on the wing, top of the key, Kaiser. They get it inside. Kaiser going to work at Anderson. He got Porish to, got Porish up off his feet. And the governor's basket will go. 27-25. Tiger lead is two. Horish going baseline into a double team. Drives past it. Shot won't go, but he got his own rebound, and the putback is in. So Horish and Elwine with nine apiece to lead the Tigers as their lead is back to four. Governor's quickly down court. Zabel just going to take a 10-footer, and that one is good. So the Governor's, after shooting 5 of 22 in the first half, a much higher shooting percentage here in the second half. And the Tigers' lead is 2, 29-27. Gainey on the left wing, 20 on the shot clock. Inside for Elwine. Elwine fakes the pass, wraps to the basket, and foul. And I think we'll have free throws, although I'm not taking anything for granted. Fouls on Jet Zabel. So for Zabel, that's his third. He'll be the first player. Well, I guess not technically the first. Ogle has three as well off the Tiger bench. Elwine, a couple of free throws here. He's 0 for 1. The team is 3 for 5, and Blake is good on his first. And Zabel's going to check out of the game here for Brianna Kusler and the Governors. Here's another free throw for Elwine. He's the first player in double digits with 10, and he'll make it 11 as he knocks down both free throws. Tiger lead back to 4, 31-27, 4:10 to play third quarter. Luke Olson in the backcourt, now trapped ahead to Kaiser. Across the timeline they go. They get it right back to Kaiser, and now Olson top of the key. Olson to drive, down low, blocked by Elwine. Olson going to get it back. Elwine out on the wing, left side. Olson drives again, and again Elwine shut him down. Scoops up a shot. It will not go. Moding on the rebound. Moding had it knocked away. Coming in to try to get it back as the Tigers trace Wenz, and Wenz lost the handle on it. So the Governors will get it back. Carson Evans is up to check back in next chance as the Tiger lead right now 31-27. 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Governors with the ball back after the Tiger turnover. Olson on the right wing, breaks baseline past Porish, and a foul on Anderson Porish. That's his second. Be the first on the Tigers here in the second half. And boy, the foul situation has just been odd. The Tigers called for 0 fouls in the first 8 minutes, then called for 9 over the next 6.5 minutes, and now that's their first foul in the last 5-6 minutes of basketball. Quick pass in, quick shot up, no good, but Olson another offensive rebound, so Pierre will get another look. Olson the drive, leaves it out on the wing, drive to the free throw line, and the shot no good for Pierre, but free throws are coming as the foul's on Carson Evans.
Fouls on number 34, Carson Evans, his second.
Second on Evans, second on the team, and we'll go to the free throw line here. With the Govs, it'll be Eladio Semental. He's 1 for 2 in that first half for his only point, and now he up to 2 points as he knocks down the first free throw here. Second free throw up and no good, rebounded by Elwine. So Pierre, a 9-6 advantage here in the third. Tiger lead is 3, 31-28. Horish top of the key. Off to Moding. Moding out to Gainey. Gainey for three. No good. Anderson Porish was inside on the rebound, but did he get there by nefarious means? We'll find out what the official says. Nope, it'll be a Governor foul. Fouls on Eladio Semental, his second. Second on the Govs here in the second half. 2:52 to play in the third. Tiger lead is 3. 31-28. Inbounds to Gainey. Fakes on the three. Drives. Lost it. Picked up by the Govs. Going the other way. Semental outside for Olson. Olson to Getz. Back to Olson in the right corner. On the wing now for Doyle. Doyle inside for Semental, and they'll clear it again. Back to Luke Olson on the right wing. He'll back away and drive into a triple team. Traveled, I think. Rebound grabbed by Getz. Getz can't hit the shot. Rebound this time by Porish, and now a foul on Pierce. So I guess the Governors did get called for a foul. The Tigers will end up with the basketball. It just took maybe a few ticks longer than Tiger fans would have liked it to. Fouls on Dawson Getz. That's his second. That'll be three on Pierre in the second half. So still 31-28 Tigers. 2:15 to play third quarter as Moding is across the timeline as the Tigers set up the offense. Down in the right corner, I think that's Hegg. Here's Porish on the baseline. Spins off one defender into another. Can't hit. Rebound Getz. Getz leaves it for Luke Olson. Getz it back. Down in the right corner, Miles Doyle. Doyle inside for Sementhal. Gives it back to Doyle. Cut into the basket, and it's off his hands and out of bounds. Tigers catch a break with 1:50 left here in the third and a three-point here on lead. Elwine will bring it in to Moding. Gary's El Auto Glass will bring us our post-game report. We'll have a First National Bank player of the game in the post-game show. Stay tuned for that. We'll get you updates on that Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Tiger girls were down a basket midway point in the second quarter. We'll try to get you updated there. Here's Elwine, a fading three. No good, but there to clean it up is Ogle. Colton Ogle, the rebound and the putback. He's got a half dozen, and the Tigers lead by 5, 33-28. We'll get a Kusler timeout of a minute. We're back in 60 seconds, 1 minute on Tiger Radio. 95. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Minute 29 left, third quarter. Huron Tigers leading the Pierre Governors. They have led throughout. The Governors led 2-0, and the Tigers have led ever since. That lead has been fluctuating. It was 13 at its biggest point in the second quarter. It's been down to 2 at times. It's been 3 most of this quarter, and right now a 5-point Tiger advantage, but Pierre with the ball. Kaiser just left of the top of the key. No, that's Olson. Still on the dribble, working off the screen. He tried to lose Moding, drives baseline, and Olson will finish. Luke Olson, 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game. Tiger lead is 3, 33-30. Elwine right wing. He'll fire the long two. No good. Rebounded by the Govs. Olson on the board. Back across midcourt. A pass to Ty and Buss. Buss in the corner for Getz. Back to Buss on the wing. Guarded out there by Ogle. Hand off Kaiser. Kaiser back outside. Here's Buss. Tried to give it back to Kaiser, but he faked out even Kaiser. Ball picked up by Ogle, and the Tigers will get it back. 30 seconds left here in the third. The shot clock is on, so, boy, I bet you it's less than a third of a second differential. Moding had it knocked away twice by Buss, but able to find the handle. And Moding going to drive past him and all the way to the basket. All right, you won't get off me? Stay behind me then. Moding's going to shoot a couple of free throws with 16 seconds left here in the third quarter. The foul's on Ty and Buss, his second. Before on Pierre here in the quarter, and the Tigers lead 33-30. Moding a chance here to tack a few more on. He's 1-for-2 from the line. He's got 3 points. The team is 5-of-7 from the stripe, and he keeps them on the hot streak from the free throw line as he's good on the first. Tigers missed their first two attempts of the night. They've made 6 in a row since. Moding's second is up and good, and they will stay on the hot streak. Tigers lead 35-30. 12 seconds left in the third. Tigers trying to force backcourt on the Governors. They did break it across the timeline, got it over to Buss. Buss going to hand off. Getz going to fire a deep three way off the mark, and Ogle's going to get a heave. It wouldn't have counted, and it won't go anyway. After three quarters, the Tigers holding on to a 5-point lead. 35-30. We're back in a minute with the fourth, 1 minute on Tiger 95. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Fresh 8 is on the board. Hey, Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. At the half, the Pierre Governors leading the Tiger girls 28-24 in Pierre. Again, at the half of the girls game, Pierre 28, Huron 24. It's our game of the night over on 1210 AM KOKK. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard here at the arena, Tigers by 5. Porish and Elwine running the give and go. Porish got the open look and couldn't finish. Rebound is knocked out by the Tigers. And the Governors will inbound with 7:49 now to play here in the ball game. Fourth quarter just underway. Thanks for being with us at the Huron Arena as we're just shy of 8 o'clock here starting the fourth quarter on 1340 AM, 95.3 FM, KIJV in Huron. A Riverfront Broadcasting station tonight, Dakota Sports. Here's a drive by the Governors. And Olsen not quite able to get the finish, but or Doyle, rather, but did get the whistle, and Doyle will go to the free throw line. Miles Doyle, 3 points. He hit a three in the opening minutes of this game and has not seen a basket since. The foul's on Anderson Porish. That'll be his third. Be the first on the Tigers here in the fourth. Miles Doyle good on the first free throw. And chance here to get it back to a possession. Tigers lead by four. Doyle's second free throw is up and good. It's a three-point game, 35-32 Huron. 7.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Well, in regulation, the way this one's gone. Although, again, the Tigers trailed 2-0 in the opening seconds of this game. Have not trailed since, and a nice move by C.J. Gainey. That's Gainey's first basket of the night. He's been out there. He's been active. He's been doing things. This hasn't had a lot of chance to score, missed a couple of threes, and here's a pure travel. Turnover back to the Tigers. That couldn't have come at a better time with 7:08 to play here, and Tigers trying to build that lead back up. Again, 13 was the biggest lead in the second quarter, but it really, honestly, hasn't been much more than five since the closing minutes of the second. Here's a ball knocked away from Elwine. Blake able to chase it down. Elwine driving baseline. And a ball nearly knocked away, and a whistle's going to be a pure foul. Oh, wow. Foul's on Cade Kaiser. That's two on him. First on Pierre here in the fourth. The Tigers will get a new shot clock with 6:52 to play and a 37-32 lead. Inbounds to Gainey on the wing. CJ left side crosses over. Tried to give it off to McNeil. The pass behind him and out of bounds. So Tiger turnover. And kind of has been. It's kind of the way it's gone. The Tigers have led the entire game virtually, but it at no point has really felt all that comfortable other than maybe 23-11 or 24-11, 23-10, something like that. Right side, here's Getz, fades for three, no good. Porish on the rebound. Porish over to Elwine. Elwine off and running, and a double dribble on Elwine is reaching in to try to knock the ball away was Doyle, and Elwine felt like Doyle had enough contact there, but the official says not the case, so the Governors will have it again with 6:24 to play. Tigers lead 37-32. Inbounds to Kaiser. Kaiser drives. Shut down by Porish. Outside they get it to Zabel. Zabel inside to a cutting Olsen. What? Olsen got the basket to go and a foul. I have no idea how he got that basket to fall. Luke Olsen's 10th point, first Governor in double digits. Tiger lead is down to 3, 37-34. The foul was on Colton McNeil, his first, but Luke Olsen here with a chance to cut it to a two-point basket. Free throws on the way and good. So Olsen with 11, and it's a two-point game. 37-35 Tigers, 6:10 to play. Gainey just right at the top of the key, cross-court to Moding. Moding for Elwine. Elwine working post into the paint. Back outside. Here's a McNeil three. No good. Gainey had the rebound knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Olsen. Olsen ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing. Back out to Olsen near the center circle. Olsen on the dribble. 20 on the shot clock. Pierre can take their first lead since 2-0 with a three on this possession as the Tiger lead just kind of constantly hovered around 5 or 6. Here's the drive. Kaiser can't finish. Got his own rebound and put it up and in. Cade Kaiser with 8 in the game, and we are tied at 37 with 5:23 to play at the Huron Arena. Moding's pass tipped, almost stolen, and now it is, and a double dribble will give it. Oh, no, it'll be a Tiger foul. That's funny. Doyle did kind of what Elwine did before. Put the ball on the floor, picked it up with both hands, and put it back on the floor. But the Tiger foul must have happened previous to that, as McNeil is whistled for his second, the third on the Tigers here in the quarter. And the Governors will inbound here with 5:16 to play, with a chance to take their first lead since 2-0. Left corner gets inside. Kaiser almost had it ripped by Moden. Kaiser finds the handle, finds a way to scoop it up with the left hand, and Elwine will pick up his second foul. And Kaiser will go to the free throw line with a chance to give Pierre their first lead since the game's opening minutes. Elwine's second is the team's fourth, so with 5:02 to play, every whistle from here on out will result in Pierre free throws. And Kaiser makes the first. Pierre is 4-for-4 here in the quarter, 10-for-14 in the game from the free throw line, and now have regained the lead, 38-37, make it 39-37 as Kaiser is good on both. Keys in double digits with 10, second Governor to double figures, and Pierre has the lead, 39-37. Ogle on the right side, drives to the free throw line. Back out to Elwine, he'll drive baseline, ran into a defender. Trying to give it away to Moding. Now Porish, and it's ripped, stolen away by Pierre. Leading the charge the other way is Zabel, and Zabel will finish with the left. Jet Zabel with a half dozen all in the second half, and Pierre with a four-point lead. 41-37 with 4.5 minutes to play. Porish to Ganey in the left corner. Ganey, Ogle, left wing, three ball, no good. Rebound tipped once, twice, taken again by Zabel. Zabel to the other end to leave it for Olsen. Olsen across the timeline, 4:10 to play here as the Governors have turned this thing around. An 11-2 run to start the quarter. And the Governors lead by four with 4 minutes to play in the game. Olsen trying to finish it off, then scooped it off to Kaiser. Kaiser can't hit, but a whistle, and we're going to the free throw line with the Governors. The foul is on Anderson Porish, and that'll be four on him. Cade Kaiser to the line. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. He is 4 of 6 from the stripe. And Kaiser good on his first here. So that'll make it a 5-point Pierre lead. And Kaiser still another free throw coming. Governors through three quarters were 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Here in the fourth, they are now 6 of 7 as Kaiser misses his second on that trip. 42-37, Pierre by 5, 3:45 to play here at the Huron Arena. Tigers have led since the opening seconds of this game until just recently. Their biggest lead was 13. Porich driving baseline, a basket and one for Anderson Porich. 11 on the night for Porich. Second Pierre foul of the quarter is the fourth on Jet Zabel. So now the Governors with some foul troubles of their own. Anderson Porish to the free throw line, trying to cap off the old-fashioned three. The Tigers are 7 of 9 from the free throw line. 4 of 4 here in the second half, and make it 5 of 5 as Porish is good on the attempt. He's got a dozen. And the Pierre lead is a basket, 42-40 with 3.5 to play. Kaiser across midcourt, down in the left corner. Back out to Olsen near the timeline. Olsen working off the Zabel screen. Olsen the drive, gets past Ganey, lays it up and in. Olsen saw he had just a sliver of daylight, took advantage. Governors by 4. Quickly down court, Ganey to Ogle. Ogle hits a cutting Blake Elwine and he's fouled. And we'll go back to the line with Elwine. And the foul is Luke Olsen's third. Blake Elwine back to the free throw line here. First free throw is up and in. Elwine 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got a dozen on the night. Pierre leads by 3. Elwine can again cut it to 2. Second free throw is up and in. We get a Budenhagen timeout. 3:06 to play. Governors now lead by a basket. 44-42. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on Riverfront Broadcasting. Welcome back to the arena. Governors will inbound here with a two-point lead. Pier 44 here on 42. 3:05 to play at the arena. Kurt Seating and Cooling scoreboard. A pier on an 8-0 run up there in Pier, and the Tiger girls are down a dozen with 5:35 to play in the third. 36-24 Governors, 5:35 left in the third in Pier. It's our game of the night over on 1210 KOKK, and our scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurt Seating and Cooling. Well, the Governors here with a two-point lead have not led since the opening minutes of this game. Here's Olson spinning into the defense. Can't find any opening. Just throws a wild shot up. Moting there for the rebound. Moting to Elwine, and the Tigers hit set up here to tie or take the lead. To Elwine drive, and he is stripped out of bounds. Heard the whistle. He thought maybe foul, but they say no, off the Governors and out of bounds, and Moting will bring it in. With 2:27 left in this one, Gavin Moting in on the wing. Gainey for three. Got it. C.J. Gainey finally knocking down that three, and couldn't have been a better time. 45-44. Gainey stole the inbounds. Gives it up to Moting for the layup. Hello, C.J. Gainey. 47-44, Tigers by three. Kusler wants to talk it over. 2:06 left, Tigers back up three. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on Riverfront Broadcasting. Matt Watson at the Huron Arena tonight, 1340 AM, 95.3 FM. KIJV, Riverfront Broadcasting Station. Tigers sports tonight here at the Huron Arena. The Tigers, well, C.J. Gainey went on a 5-0 run, and the Tigers' two-point deficit turns into a three-point lead. Here with the ball, 1:50 to play. Tigers up 47-44. Kaiser on the right wing. He's been the hot hand in the quarter. He's got five of their 14 points. Here's Olson trying the fadeaway. That won't go. Rebound Elwine. Elwine has it knocked away out of bounds by Kaiser. And the Tigers will inbound with a minute 35 left, leading 47-44. Inbounds for Moting. Here Governors with some full court pressure. Not really pressing much, but just to let you know we're there. Moting across the timeline, crosses over to the top of the key. Tried to leave it off for Elwine. Couldn't get it to him. Over to Ogle. Ogle over to Gainey. Gainey on the dribble out near the timeline. And they'll reset with the 10 seconds on the shot clock. Right wing Moting. Right corner Ogle fakes on the three. Drives past the defender. Shot will not find the bottom of the net. Rebounded by Pier. Kaiser on the board. Over to Olson. With inside of a minute left, the Tigers lead 47-44. Dawson gets out near the timeline. Pier is in the bonus, so a Tiger whistle will result in free throws. Here's a ball stolen away by Gainey. Pass ahead to Elwine. Elwine across the timeline as the Tigers control with a three-point lead and 40 seconds to play. And Pier not fouling yet. Now they do. That's only the fourth foul, so the Tigers will not be inbounding, or will not be shooting free throws, I should say. And we'll get another Kusler timeout. We'll take a quick 30. We're back in 30 seconds on Tiger Radio. 37. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. The Tiger girls trail 46-27 after three quarters. They were outscored by the Governors 18-3 in the third as the Tiger girls down big on the road. Tiger boys up three here, 47-44, 30 seconds left. The inbounds and a ball into the hands of Colton Ogle, and he is immediately fouled as Kusler and the Govs are going to make the Tigers try to win it at the line. That will be the fifth on the team, so free throws now for Colton Ogle. It's Luke Olson's fourth, so now he and Jet Zabel with four apiece. Anderson Porish has four for the Tigers. Colton Ogle with three, nothing else as far as foul trouble concerned for the Tigers. And boy, Ogle hit a huge free throw on the first one. That'll make it two possessions with 29 seconds to play. Ogle having a very nice game off the bench. He's got seven and a chance to make it not only eight personally, but a five-point lead. Ogle's second free throw is on the way, and that one is good. The Tigers 5 of 5 down the stretch from the free throw line, and now a five-point lead with 25 seconds to play. Here's a Kaiser three, no good. Got his own rebound, forces up the putback, and that one's going to go. And Kusler going to get a quick timeout. Tigers will inbound with a three-point lead and 16 seconds to play. We're going to take a quick break of 30 seconds. Back in 30 seconds on Riverfront Broadcasting. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. The Tiger boys, a 49-46 lead with 16 seconds to play. They will inbound to, I would assume, either an immediate foul or try to force that 10-second, and then if you don't get that 10-second, maybe foul. But the Tigers with the lead. They do have to go the length of the floor here, but that three-point lead, and both teams in the bonus here. The Tiger girls again down big in Pierre. Starting the fourth quarter, they're down 46-27. Tiger girls outscored 18-3 in the third quarter on the road. The inbounds, they get it back to Elwine. And they are going to foul immediately as Blake Elwine's going to go back to the free throw line. And we'll see who the foul was on. I think it's Cade Kaiser. Yep, and that'll be Kaiser's fourth. So Blake Elwine to the free throw line. Blake with 6 in the second half, 13 in the game to lead the Tigers. A couple of big free throws here. First is off the heel and no good. So again, kind of nothing hurt there. The Tigers still with a two-possession lead. You make the back end and either way, still a three-point advantage. 12 seconds to play here at the arena. Elwine's second free throw is up and in. So we'll get another Kusler timeout, and they'll try to draw up the four-point play with 12 seconds left. We'll send it back with a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Tiger 95. Tiger 95 and 1340. Tigers lead 50-46. Pierre on the inbounds. Tigers hanging back, not wanting to commit any fouls. Pierre is in the bonus. And here's a steal. Ball knocked away and stolen by Hegg. No Ganey either way. That's a huge play for the Tigers. Ganey moving it up court. And you know what? I think it was Ogle. Holden Hegg. There you go. Hegg able to knock that one away. He's getting mobbed on the bench right now. So the Tigers come up with the biggest steal of the night, and they'll pick up the win 50-46. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame show in 3 minutes. A three-minute timeout. Tiger boys win 50-46. Back in 3 minutes with the postgame on Riverfront Broadcasting. Matt Watson in for Duff tonight. Duffy on the road with the Tiger girls. And we got a Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report. And we'll start off with our Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. At last check, after three quarters, the Tiger girls were trailing 46-27, outscored 18-3 in the third quarter. So again, after three, Pier 46, here on 27. That is our girls' score in our game of the night over on 1210 AM KOKK. Here on Tiger Radio on Riverfront Broadcasting, the Tiger varsity boys win 50-46. The Tiger C team won 61-55. The Tiger JV fell to Pier 54-47. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. And we'll try to get you a little more in-depth scoreboard here, some more area teams. But got the big ones. The Tiger girls down big after three. The Tiger boys win by the final of 50-46. The scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Matt Watson back here at the Kibble Equipment Broadcast booth for the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report as the Tiger boys win. They trailed in the opening seconds of this game, 2-0, and they found themselves trailing again with about 3:54 to play. They were down by three. That was Pierce's biggest lead of the entire game. The Huron Tigers, though, kept their composure, made their free throws. That was a big one down the stretch. The Tigers in this game ended up 13 of 16 from the free throw line. They were 7 of 9 in the second half. They were 6 of 7 in that fourth quarter. And obviously, when you're winning ball games by a couple of points here and there, those free throws become huge. As the Tigers got one out tonight, they win their 10th ball game of the year, a 50-46 victory over the Peer Governors. We'll have a talk with Coach Budenhagen in the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame report, so stay tuned for that. We'll also break down the individual numbers in this one after another three-minute timeout, and we will have a First National Bank player of the game, so stay tuned. Plenty more postgame show to come. Tiger boys win 50-46. Back in 3 minutes with more postgame show on Riverfront Broadcasting. Welcome back. More Gary Zoll Auto Glass postgame report here from the Kibble Equipment Broadcast booth live in the Huron Arena. Tiger boys win tonight 50-46. Joined here by Coach Budenhagen. And Coach, it wasn't one good for your stomach acids, maybe a little bit of indigestion during this one, but you pick up a win and really kind of gutted it out.
Well, we told the guys before the game, champions don't always get what they want, but they give all they can. And I thought our guys gave all they could tonight. We knew it was a big game. We haven't played very well in big games. Watertown, Roosevelt, we just haven't had the juice. Tonight we had the juice. So I give our guys a lot of credit. We got down by four or six, whatever it was, and then we just made a comeback. We changed the look on the press. We got a steal. Got a layup by CJ. He did an outstanding job, made the read. I can't say enough good things about these guys tonight because our backs were against the wall about 3 minutes ago, and then they made plays.
Yeah, leading the entire game at one point by 13 points and seeing that lead go away. Some teams, especially when it gets down in the third quarter, some teams will fold it up. Like, well, we gave it our best shot. But like you mentioned, Ganey had a 5-0 run of his own, had a huge steal. Holden Hegg has a huge steal in the closing minute. Everybody kind of chipping in at different times and made it a team win.
Yeah, they did. And Colton Ogle coming off the bench, he had a great game too. I mean, a couple takes to the rim. He got a couple of tip balls, got an offensive rebound put back that we needed. I mean, just everybody had contributions tonight. We never hung our head, and we didn't say, okay, this is going to happen to us again. They just made plays tonight, and if we can continue to do that and continue to improve our possessions, I didn't like our possessions coming out of halftime up six, three straight threes, nothing going to the rim, and they attacked the basket. So they deserved, you know, to cut it or tie it up because we did it to ourselves. But, and again, we hit some big shots down the stretch. You know, CJ didn't hit a three all night, knocks down the one. Knocks down the
right
win,
just huge at one. The right time.
Yep, and then five assists. So that's a big night.
They also responded pretty well, I thought, to the change in the officiating. Not that it was poor. It was different. The first quarter was much different than the second. You guys had no fouls through the first 10 minutes of this game, and then had, it seemed like, seven over the course of about 3 minutes, but the kids kept their cool. Nobody said it. I saw you had a game. There we needed to be a buffer there for just a moment. But, again, the kids responded well from that because sometimes that will frustrate you into holding your head down.
Well, and that's why I thought the same thing. I thought all of a sudden, you know, she kind of got on the referees a little bit, and then all of a sudden, you're right, I thought the game changed at that point. And then all of a sudden they're going to the free throw line to shoot, I don't know, eight free throws. And then we shot maybe two or three. Well, that turned the game around. So I just thought that at that time I got to stick up for our guys. Mm-hmm. Hey, I think, you know, we got some fouls over here. You got to start calling some of those as well. But, you know, to give our guys, like you said, our guys earlier in the year would have hung their head, said, uh-oh, poor me. Instead, they made plays to get to come back, get us a win. We get the 10. You know, we get 10-6 now. Our goal was 10, and now we got to reestablish a new goal.
And the grind coming up here. You got some ESD stuff coming up.
Yeah, we got Aberdeen on Friday night, which will be a big game, and they're awfully physical and aggressive. And then we got Watertown coming in here, and they thoroughly thrashed us up there. So we got a couple games that we think that we should be able to compete in, and then we'll figure out what we got after that. But Friday night, we got to get ready for Friday and hopefully get to 11. That'll assure us of a winning record.
First National Bank player of the game made it kind of hard tonight. Elwine had 14, Anderson Porish a dozen. Ganey came on strong in those closing minutes. Hegg had the steal that really sealed the game. Ogle had a huge game. I thought Carson Evans played well off the bench tonight. Yep. I mean, everybody that got in contributed. It might not show up on the stat book, but they did something.
Right, and it doesn't have to. All we have to do is do the little things. If we can do the little things, box out, rebound, attack the ball, get on the floor, tip a ball so a teammate can get it. back tap of a rebound so that we're on the run. Those are the little things that are making a big difference. It's not the guys that score points. It's the other things that people don't see. They're not going to get their name in the paper, but they got four burns to prove that that they're a great right. player, and they do the little things, and that's what's going to carry us on to success.
Going to have to give the First National Bank player of the game to C.J. Gainey tonight. Again, C.J.'s line, like we've been saying, what, 5 points, two rebounds, five assists, two steals, nothing huge, but he himself had a 5-0 run. You guys went from down two to up three. He steals the inbounds, and that kind of felt like when the whole thing turned around.
Yeah, and you could see that their energy just dropped and our energy just picked up because of those two plays. He hits the three, we go up one, and he hits the steal. Now we go up three, and then all of a sudden, I think our guys are thinking, oh, man, now we got the energy, now we got juice, and then we just made plays. And you could see, oh, and they just faltered at that time. But, you know, give CJ a lot of credit because you went 0 for 4 until he hit that one on the left-hand wing. I mean, it takes a lot of guts, and in order to be successful, you got to be courageous and take risks, and he did.
Well, thanks for having me tonight, Coach. I think I'll see you again next week. Good luck in Aberdeen on Friday. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. We're undefeated with you, Matt.
Nice.
Just make sure Duff knows that.
The dub for the Tiger Boys tonight. Thanks, Coach. 50-46 as the Tiger Boys put away the Pierre Governors. Tigers also in the process win their 10th game of the year. They go to 10-6. Pierre falls to 9-7. Breaking down some individual numbers here for Brianna Kusler and her peer governors in this game. We'll talk scoring first. Eladio Semental, the only bench scoring. He had 2 points. He was 2-4 from the free throw line. All five starters did score for Pierre, 2 in double figures. Miles Doyle scored 5. He was 2-2 from the stripe. 7 from Dawson Getz. He was 2-2 from the stripe. 8 for Jet Zabel. 2 more in double figures. Cade Kaiser with 11. He went 5-8 from the line. And Luke Olson with 13. He went 1-1 from the stripe. The Pierre Governors scored 9 in the first, 10 in the second, 11 in the third, 16 in the fourth, 46 in the game. Pierre in this basketball game shoots 16 of 50 from the field, about 32%. They were 2 of 11 from downtown, or about 19%. And they were 12 of 21 from the free throw line. 12 of 17 from the free throw line, shooting about 70%. As we said, they were led point-wise by Luke Olson. They equaled the Tigers in rebounds, 31 apiece. Jet Zabel had 8 of those. The Pierre Governors turned the ball over 14 times tonight versus 5 assists. They had 2 blocks, both by Dawson Getz. 4 steals in the game as Pierre's record falls to 9-7 with a loss here tonight to the Huron Tigers. Speaking of, Tigers got 10 off the bench tonight. Carson Evans with 2, Colton Ogle with 8. Ogle was 2-2 from the free throw line, and I think it should be noted that Holden Hegg stole that inbounds that really sealed this entire win, because Hegg won't show up in the stat book tonight, but that was a huge steal, and his teammates appreciated it on the bench. All 5 starters scored for the Tigers. Colton McNeil, 2, 5 for C.J. Gainey, 7 for Gavin Moding. Moding, 3 of 4 from the line. Blake Elwine, 14 to lead the Tigers. Anderson Porish, a dozen. Elwine was 5 of 7 from the line. Porish was 3 of 3. Both knocked down a 3 in this game as the Huron Tigers get a big lead, lose that lead, end up coming from behind in the game's final minutes, but win it going away 50-46. The Tigers get their 10th win on the year. Elwine 14, Porish a dozen, C.J. Gainey, your player of the game, with a 5-0 run of his own to turn this thing around with about 2 minutes to play. As we mentioned, the Tigers pulled down 31 rebounds. Anderson Porish, 8. Blake Elwine, 6. Boy, Elwine's line on the night, 14.6 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 steals. That'd probably be your line of the night here. As other notable numbers, Tigers turned the ball over 11 times. They had 4 blocks, all 4 for Elwine. They had 8 steals in this game, 2 apiece for Moding, Gainey, and again, Blake Elwine. The Tigers score 11 in the first, 14 in the second, 10 in the third, 15 down the stretch, 50 points in the game. Biggest numbers, I think, for the Tigers, they were 13 of 16 from the free throw line. They shot 81% from the line. They were only 3 of 18 from 3, but they got 2 of those, they got that big one in the game's final minute there. And ended up shooting, 17% from 3. But from the field, Tigers, 17 of 41 or about 42% here in the victory. And as you heard Coach say, up to Aberdeen on Friday, going after win number 11 as the Tigers get to double digits with a 50-46 win here tonight over the Peer Governors. We're going to send it back to the studios for one final one-minute timeout on the Gary Zoll Auto Glass postgame show. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard one final time. We'll get you a Tiger Girls update, and we'll sign off from the Huron Arena. Again, the Gary Zoll Auto Glass postgame report back after 1 minute. Tigers win 50-46. Back in a minute on Riverfront Broadcasting. Welcome back to the Huron Arena. Wrapping up a Gary Zoll Auto Glass postgame report. Victorious as the Tiger boys win 50-46. And I'll see if I can get an updated score. We had the Tiger girls trailing 46-27 headed into the fourth quarter. They were outscored by the Peer girls 18-3 in the third quarter. So it was 46-27 Peer after three. And I'll see if I can get you one more update on that one. And, oh, we do have a final as Peer defeats Huron on the road 58-45. So our girls game again is over. The final on the girls game, Peer 58, Huron 45. Final in the boys game, Huron 50, Peer 46. Some other notable scores here. We'll try to get you some area scores quickly, see if anybody registered in their scores tonight. Hitchcock Tulare is up a basket on Highmore Herald, 50-48. They have under a minute to play in that one. Iroquois Lake Preston leading Wolsey Wessington's girls with 5 minutes to play, 52-45. And I don't think we're going to have any girls or any boys scores here because most of the boys are the back half of the doubleheader. James Valley Christian did beat Mitchell Christian tonight in boys basketball, 81-34. And it looks like Wessington Springs is leading Wolsey Wessington 59-49 after three quarters. DeSmet up on Flandreau 43-22 with 6 minutes to play in boys basketball. Remember, the scoreboard updates are brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling, and that is a final scoreboard update. Tiger girls fall on the road 58-45. Tiger boys win at home 50-46. Well, as always, we got some people to thank. Nathaniel back at the studio. Great job tonight, Bud. We want to thank Coach Bud, Tim Buddenhagen, for a pregame and postgame conversation. We want to thank Brianna Kusler for a pregame talk. We want to, of course, thank Rodert and the crew from the Huron Arena and the Huron School District for giving us a spot to sit. Kibble Equipment for broadcasting or sponsoring that broadcast spot. Thanks to Kibble Equipment. Thanks to Gary Zoll Auto Glass. They bring us our postgame report. Thanks to Kurtz Heating and Cooling. They bring us scoreboard updates. Thanks again to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, as they bring us the reading of the officials. We'll thank the balance of our sponsors in our postgame billboard. I will be back on the air tomorrow on Tiger 95 and 1340 AM, 10 to 2. Be over on KOKK as well, 1 to 4. And, of course, the morning show on Big Jim 93.3 from 6 to 9 AM. So catch me when you can. I'm back on the sports road next Tuesday. Somehow I get the better part of a week off in early February. I'm a little scared on how this might go long term, but I'll be back with the sports crew next Tuesday night. Tiger boys win a big one. Their 10th of the year. They go to 10-6 with a 50-46 gut check win over the Peer Governors. For Nathaniel back at the studio, for our sports director, Jeff Duffy, and for everybody at Dakota Sports, this is Matt Watson saying good night, everybody.
Listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by
Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zoll Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And taste.